Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Catarucci's here. Jim's back. He's a longtime member, dozen-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits to Create a Lifetime of Success. He's a great consultant to businesses and someone that we've learned a lot from over the years. Jim Catarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's so great to be here.
Good to have you here.
I hope everybody's got their CEO shirt on.
Yeah, exactly right. They got to have their, got to put their CEO beanie on because that's what we're talking about here, Jim. You're going to give us some perspective on CEOs. And, you know, one of the things that especially every small business CEO has to do is to learn how, when discretion is a better part of valor, and when you have to say, okay, I'm not going to let perfect be the enemy of the good, and this looks like as good as we can do today. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think we fail, and we fail in big ways. That's what innovation is about. That's what small business is about. The other part of that, though, is we fail in many small ways every hour of every day. And we use that word fail like it's a horrible, terrible thing. We burst into flames and so on.
Right.
But we tend to do something which is very natural, and we can beat ourselves up for it, and we don't need to, but it's called settling. We settle. It's not quite exactly what we wanted. It's not perfect, and we settle. And I think that's natural. I think that's okay. The key is, what do we do with that? How do we work with that? So we're increasingly required to deal with other people helping us. And sometimes they might let us down a bit, or they take a different turn. And again, we settle. And that's okay. We often have to settle. But what do we do with that when we settle for something less?
Can we give it a little bit of a nomenclature? Maybe I wonder if it would help people, Jim. I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. You're saying it in a different way than others have said it and that I've said it. But I think it's important to hem this up like this.
What
about a little nomenclature like we're settling because this is as good as we can do today, right now, this minute?
No, exactly. I think that's the right perspective. I mean, with my software designer team, when we do that, what I call settle, they call the backlog. We just put something on the backlog. And I let them say that, but in my mind, and I think this is important, we're not dealing with self-esteem here, Jim, so I think we could be tough with the language. We're settling,
yes,
you know?
Okay.
And we're settling for this product, this moment in time, and it's okay. I think it's an all right thing to do. The key is that it's a conscious decision, that we don't ooze into the habit of delivering bad products, right? That's not what we're talking about. So you're exactly
right. We're
not
talking about capitulating. We're talking about settling.
Exactly. And so you we're able to deliver the product. It may not be perfect or to our vision. By the way, it might be perfect for our customers. And we know we're doing that. It's a conscious decision. And then let's do something about that. And mm-hmm. I have what I call a settled list. And
yeah.
How we manage that settled list is crucial to our success.
And it's important when we're doing that, when we're settling and when we're creating this list that you're going to help us with. In my opinion, I just think you if you're going to do all this as the CEO of the company, you have to have a running dialogue with yourself about between the two poles of perfect and excellent. You got to say, okay, I know what perfect looks like, but it only exists in my head. I know what excellence looks like, and that's what makes my company go forward. What do you think?
It's the standard that we set.
Yeah.
But
as a CEO, you
just drew is crucial. Yeah.
As a CEO, though, I'm sitting here saying, okay, I'll settle for excellence. Because we do that sometimes.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. If we allow that to happen, mentally allow that to happen, we're likely going to have better ideas from our team, our associates,
mm-hmm.
than if we stuck to that perfect standard that lives in our head.
Yeah.
Because they might take a twist or a turn that actually makes the final result better.
Right.
And as a leader, we don't let that happen if we're stuck in that perfect standard versus the excellent standard, as you describe it.
When I was
That's
on the farm,
exactly right.
When I was on the farm, my family, my father and my uncle and my grandfather, used the term make a showing. Make a showing. In other words, during the day, at the end of the day, when you look back on what you did you make a showing? You know, how much fence did you get built? How much wood did you get cut? How much, you know, what ground did you get plowed, et cetera? And make a showing. And to me, perfect doesn't make a showing. Excellence does.
Exactly or, right.
Or whatever, as you say, whatever you settled for, the question was not, was it perfect? The question is, did you make a showing? What do you think?
No, exactly right. My Italian parents called it do proud. We'd have to gather together to look at your fence and do proud for you.
I like that. That's great.
Yeah, but that's exactly right. You're making a showing. You're showing progress. You're delivering to a customer, for example. And you may know that there are some tweaks and little extra turns on the screw that you want to do, and we just have to make time for that and not let that get lost.
And that can really only be that can really needs to only be in the head of the CEO. Otherwise, it bogs people down.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
So when we come back, I want to talk about your list, your settled list, because that's important. I need your website, Jim.
JimCantarucci.com, and there's two C's on the end of that for
right.
Everybody that has a hard time spelling. JimCantarucci.com.
What about for your project? Is there a website for that? Your software project you're working on?
We're holding on the public.
Still not ready to talk about
that.
Well, you keep teasing me about this, folks. He's got some kind of a world beater project he's been working on for a long time, and he's teasing me with it, and I can't wait to tell you about it. All right, quick break. 20 after, right back with Jim Cantarucci. Don't forget, we're going to talk about his settle list after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.